Have you ever wondered how someone you admire became successful in their professional life, but also in their personal life? What does it take to become not only an outstanding leader, but an outstanding person? Welcome to Leaders Unplugged, a show that explores professional and personal leadership through conversations with leaders, regardless of where they are in their career. I'm Nicole Boivin. Today, we will be meeting someone in the early stage of starting her own business. I recently moved to the country and needed gardening help. After working with a few different companies, I came across Chelsea. Chelsea Lafleur, a 25-year-old horticulturalist and owner of Bloomworks. I was impressed with her. Outside of providing stellar service, she has a keen sense of what she is doing and why. Here is Chelsea now.
I own a gardening company in Brantford, but I do seem to have clients reaching as far as Waterdown, Ancaster, Burlington, to even more the Norfolk area, Waterford, and Turkey Point and such. So I kind of have a spread,
cover quite a bit of ground. Yeah. How's it going?
It's been really good. It was way busier than I anticipated.
Okay.
Yeah. My main concern going into it was how do I stir up business type deal? And then it just kind of all fell into my lap, kind of. So, yeah, it was, everyone told me it was a good problem to have.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to go into this type of business?
I mean, I love gardening. I went to school for environmental sciences, and I was really lucky because I worked under someone who had their PhD in ecology. She was from the Netherlands, and she was amazing. So it felt like I was doing a master's, essentially. So I got to see if I wanted to pursue my master's in research, what it would be like. And I liked it, but there was something missing. Like, I didn't love it. And if you're going to dedicate all that money and time to school, you kind of have to love what you're doing.
I think you have to love whatever you're doing,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my biggest thing is I want to wake up in the morning and be excited to go to work, not just wake up and be like, oh God, not this again.
How did that work out for you this summer? Were you excited every day you
woke up? I was. I'm not normally a morning person, but now I was happy to wake up as soon as the sun came up and just get to it. I kind of have like an artistic side, I guess. I've grown up and I've always enjoyed drawing, painting. I tried to take an art history course at school, but I couldn't fit it into my schedule. So, and gardening just kind of brought my science background and my like love for art together in a sense, because I get to play with colors and yeah, all that fun stuff.
How did you learn to do that? The paperwork, the business part of that?
My parents are both in business, and so I've learned a bit from them. And then also the garden company I worked for here in town for about 4 years, she wanted me to own the, like, co-own the business eventually with her, where she would focus on the installs and I would run the maintenance crew and stuff, which I was doing anyways. So she showed me a lot of how she did her invoicing and estimates and all that fun stuff.
So this gardening company that you have, how is it different from other gardening companies in the region?
I really like to focus, well, sustainability and ecology type, like, that's big for me. Having the whole environmental sciences background, it's, I would say our classes are almost scare tactics to the world's gonna end, you need to look after the planet type deal. Some of the videos and facts that we learned are kind of startling in that regard. So I try to play with as much like native flora in the gardens as possible, which in turn tend to be more drought tolerant and such. So like echinacea, coreopsis, all those beautiful long blooming water drought plant type things are what I really like to plant in gardens. And they're also incredible for the wildlife, pollinators especially, like bees and butterflies and all that stuff.
So, more about what you're doing, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, I try to introduce people to plants that are kind of being forgotten. So the balloon flower, for instance, a favorite of ours that I introduced you to. It is a long bloomer. It's beautiful. And a lot of people don't know about it. I mean, how hard was it for us to hunt down the balloon flower when we wanted quite a few of them? And yeah, so it's nice to kind of keep some of that stuff around in gardens. Because apparently I like being really, really busy. that I'm hoping to introduce next year that has to do with the honeybee. Because I have a passion for endangered animals and this is right up my alley. So
tell us about that.
So it's an idea I've been playing with for a while, and so far everyone I've spoken to about it seems to like it. I'm still, I haven't done all my research about it. I'm still on the edge of it, but my idea is essentially we'll come to your property, we'll install a beehive, and then, you know, if you can learn to maintain it. Like, we'll teach you how to maintain it if you'd like, or we'll maintain it for you and harvest the honey, and we can package it up in cute little jars if you'd like, because you can get about 10 kilograms of honey from a hive, which is pretty cool, because then, I mean, honey is such a great alternative to sugar if you want to sweeten something up. And you can also give this honey to friends and family as gifts. Because honey's pretty expensive. And then also, it's kind of a cool idea because you're tasting your garden. I don't know if there's a more poetic way of saying that, but the flowers, the pollen that's going into your honey is pretty much from your property.
So you're 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have done quite a lot.
Yeah, I like to keep busy, I guess.
So how have the events, your childhood, your upbringing shaped you? Who you are today?
Well, I grew up on a ravine. So, I mean, I've been playing in nature since I could walk, essentially. Instead of watching Saturday morning cartoons, I'd run down the ravine and go find snakes and deer and pick sweet rockets and garlic mustard for my mom, which is actually, they're weeds, but they're really pretty, for bouquets for her and all that stuff. My parents are both super busy. They were both in business. My dad started his own business from nothing, and he's very successful now. So I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom, she had a career in business, and she's, you know, she, I guess, is a feminist, and she didn't want to give that up.
What do you mean by that? She's a feminist.
Well, you know, some people when they have like kids and a family, sometimes they'll give up their career, which, you know, totally, that's fine with, you know, do it if you like it. But she just, and she did what, and maybe that's a type of feminism because you're doing what you want to do as a female. But, and she wanted to continue working. So she would commute to Mississauga every day.
Is having a family part of your plans?
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of had a 10-year plan in my mind, roughly, when it comes to that. And I used to think, okay, 30, I'll get married and I'll start having kids and all that. But now, since starting my own business and seeing how busy I am, and my number one thing for when I have a family is I want us to be very comfortable and secure financially. I mean, I watched my dad start his business when I was pretty much born, and how hard it is to juggle a young business and having a family, that I've kind of like pushed that back to maybe when I'm 35.
What do you do when you hit a wall?
I've always been someone just to stop and think. Instead of, my mom always had this saying that she said my grandpa used to say, when in doubt, flail about, and that just terrified me because you shouldn't. I've always been stop, think, come up with solutions, try a solution, if it doesn't work, come up with another one type person.
What's the best advice you've ever had?
Best advice I've ever had? Balance in life, I guess.
Who gave it to you?
My mom. She just said you should always have balance in life.
What does that look like for you?
It's just, you know, just not going too overboard with things. You know, if you don't work your butt off, take a little bit of time to yourself, make mm-hmm. sure you relax a little bit, and then don't eat too much of something, even though it's amazing. You know, eat some good stuff, maybe some bad stuff. Just keep a nice balance in your life, you know. See your family, but also see your friends and balance that out, because you don't want to get tired of one or the other, I guess.
Are you able to maintain that? Were you able to maintain that in the last year?
It was definitely hard to, like, definitely became a hermit a bit over since the season started. But I was able to balance my boyfriend, my family, and my job actually pretty well, I thought. So my friends, like, you know, the best way I found to deal with that was to make plans to go to yoga, like that uh-huh. kind of thing. Be like, okay, this is when we're going to yoga, let's go. Because then it's, I don't know, like a regiment, you have a schedule
yeah.
type deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of just, hey, I want to hang out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, if you were granted a do-over, what would it be?
I never like to think that way.
Okay.
I don't like to think... I mean, sometimes I think that way, but I stop myself because this is the life you're given and you make it what you want to make it type deal. If you're not happy where you are, you can always change it. I mean, I have friends that went to grad school and they have people in their classes that range between 30 and 40 years old because they've gone back and decided to change their career and who they are. So if you're not happy with where you are, you can just go change it if you want to, if you have that mindset, I guess, so, which is really nice.
What advice would you have for someone starting their own business?
To talk to people that have started their own business. I mean, I was lucky that I grew up watching my dad grow his business, so I knew and started, so I knew kind of what I was getting into, the long hours, the stress, the toll it takes on you emotionally, especially if you're a perfectionist and you don't like letting people down. It's hard on you. So definitely talking to someone who's done all that is important, I think. And then I went to the Business Resources Center in town here, and you can take free classes on starting your own business, which is awesome. I mean, there's accounting classes, marketing classes, and I mean, it's maybe not the most interesting, but you learn a lot, and that definitely helps as well. So that's pretty much, yeah, just talk to other people, find out things. Yeah.
What advice would you have for young adults who are trying to figure it out?
I don't think you ever figure it out. I think that's the main thing to keep in mind. Because I think that was part of my issue. I kept feeling like I was having existential crises. Like, oh my gosh, am I going to figure this out? Am I ever going to figure out what I want to do? And, like, nothing's ever set in stone. If you end up not liking what you went into, you can change it. So just, and, you know, especially my mom, she's very upfront with things, and she's like, I don't, like, you just never figure it out, she just said to me one day, and, like, no one ever does. It's just, you just, you know, like, just take what comes at you, essentially, and just keep moving forward, and, you know, do what you want to do. I mean, I feel like our generation has a lot of pressures because of social media. I got rid of Facebook. I see a lot of people crumble under not having it together when it's no one has it together, but they think people do because of social media. So, yeah, I found getting rid of Facebook definitely helped. Instagram I like to keep around just because I like pictures and I find there is some inspiration on it, whether it's traveling or, you know, there's actually a lot of gardening Instagram accounts, which are really cool to look at too. And, you know, it is a nice way to keep up with friends, because it's really easy to lose touch. But I think people in our generation just need to remember that no one ever has it figured out. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. It was nice being here.
I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Chelsea is an old soul for someone so young. My favorite quote was her reference to providing customers with the ability to taste their garden through the cultivation of honeybees. I've already signed up. If you want to listen to more conversations like this one,
Look for Leaders Unplugged at iTunes, Google Play, or NicoleConsulting.com. I also want to thank our producer, Josie Guimont, and our editor, Graham Harris. Until next time, I'm Nicole Boivin.